winning wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now, a star is born. On January 14, 1915, the world welcomed little baby Mark Goodson. When the Family Feud and Price is Right creator was born, his mother asked, "Is it a girl?" "Sorry, Mom. Survey says it's a boy." Mark Goodson, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
At an acceptable volume.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Nearly three dozen members of the House are asking questions about lawmakers giving tours of the U.S. Capitol the day before last week's deadly violence.
Describing the tours as unusual given the restricted access since March because of the pandemic.
Were there tours being given where people within the tour were doing some level of reconnaissance?
Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan leads a subcommittee overseeing the Capitol Police budget. He is requesting video surveillance.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Thousands of National Guard members are in the nation's capital ahead of next week's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden.
There will be up to 20,000 National Guard troops deployed. That is four times more troops in D.C. for the inauguration than in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. This as federal law enforcement track multiple threats for a, quote, week of siege.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America is listening to Fox News.
I've been stuck inside my home. I'm spending too much time alone. I'm still communicating during isolation. I keep talking to myself. Me and myself have a discussion, but then I keep on interrupting. It's a personal form of communication. I keep talking to myself, oh-oh. Talking to myself, oh-oh. Talking to myself. If I'm having a thought, I just begin to talk. I'm talking to myself.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. If you're talking to yourself, you may as well share it with lots of people.
I do every Saturday night.
At 272-9228. Here's the meme that I was looking for. It's a picture of last summer's riots in Washington, tearing down statues,
but
fires.
But Greg, those were peaceful protests.
Well, look at the leadership. The Democrats were on their knees wearing fake African scarves. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were called out on it, too.
And the bottom line says, spare your bull.
Schmidt.
Yep. That's what they did. It's amazing how short memories are, but those were Trump rioters.
Totally self-unaware.
Those evil Trump people.
Yeah. Awful. Horrible folks. Well, State Farm is here to listen to you. See what they have to say.
Yeah, why not?
I'm very concerned about what happened to Curt Schilling.
Yeah, it's coming. Well, you know, we know AOC said they're making a list of all the Trump supporters. So, you know, it's coming. Get ready for it.
What are they going to do?
They're going to come after us.
How?
I mean, the thing, they control everything. They control every department of government. They control the government. So think about the different ways that they can mess with us. That's the scary thing.
Yeah. But, you know, isn't it interesting that when they were burning cities down last year, they pretty much stayed in areas where they could safely...
They enjoyed police protection up there, to be honest with you, yeah.
But...
down here, I don't think that would be the case.
I don't think they'd... I don't think it would be welcome here.
Mm-mm. Well, in Alabama...
Texas is already taking steps. Texas, we got to watch what Texas does.
They're supposed to get out of here. That's what they're fixing to do.
Yeah, no, there's been lots of talk. And I think it's far more serious now than when Obama came along with, whoa!
Yeah, they've had their fill of all that.
But this is how they get to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I, again, if I own stock in Twitter or Facebook, I'm livid because to make a political point And Dorsey said later, well, you know, maybe upon further review or something, we didn't handle that right. Too late.
It's a massive understatement.
In case you missed the story, and I think it's the headline of the day, those two social media platforms, which, and keep in mind, if they can throw the president of the United States off, they can do it to you or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But they got rid of their biggest driver of traffic, and it's hurt their stock values to the tune of $51 billion, not million, $51 billion.
Well, that's hitting them where it hurts, because these people worship money, so.
Yeah. But why do they worship power? What is it they, why do?
Power's control, Greg. Exactly. Money is power, power's
why
control.
Why do they want to control us? Why do they care
because
what
they
drive?
Because they're better than we are.
Uh-huh.
They
this
really
is,
believe that?
All of this,
yes.
All of this is about building a new world order and putting Satan's throne above that of the Most High God. That's what all of this is about.
Look at how they talk about us. Deplorable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the words that they use to describe.
Yes. And think about when the thing happened in D.C., somebody talked about looking up in a window and one of the politicians looking down, just laughing at him, filming him with his phone. It's hilarious to them.
Let's run by a few old memories here, shall we?
Yes.
Why not?
2011, when tens of thousands of Democrats surged on the Wisconsin Capitol building in Madison, physically occupied it for more than 2 weeks. And what did the media tell us? This is what democracy looks like.
Yep. The media is totally controlled and treasonous.
In 2016, when Obama was president and hundreds of BLM blocked interstate highways and violently accosted police, even killing several, we were told to assign the actions of one person to an entire movement is dangerous and irresponsible. In 2018, during the Kavanaugh hearings, when a mob of Democrats stormed the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington,
yep,
and pounded their fists in rage on the door, we were told it's understandable.
Yeah.
That you should be that upset about a man who never hurt a fly. This summer's riots in major cities across the country, when a group of Democrats marched in the streets, set buildings on fire, looted businesses, assaulted and even killed bystanders and cops, we were told these are mostly peaceful protesters.
Right.
Democrats seized several blocks of Capitol Hill neighborhoods in downtown Seattle, declaring it an autonomous zone. Remember the guns and deaths and other destruction?
Oh, yeah.
And the media said it's a block party atmosphere.
I think the hippie mayor said
that. The summer of love.
Yeah, there you go. It was like...
When a crazed mob gathered after the Republican National Convention and attacked Rand Paul, a sitting U.S. senator, we were told no justice, no peace. How police were told to stand down, governors used to call in the National Guard, and Democrats paid bail, including Kamala Harris, especially in Minneapolis, and said they need to continue. This is a movement. That's what we were told. We're not a movement. They're a movement. This is the only way oppressed people can be heard. Oppressed?
That's the question. Okay, you keep hearing, well, it's not over. It's not over. Okay. What is it you want? I think we're beginning to see what they want.
At the end of all these examples, it goes to the point you've been making. The real culprit here, the mainstream media. Peaceful protests are
the most powerful weapon that the deep state has, Greg.
Yeah.
And I will be the first to admit that that I completely underestimated their remaining clout. There are too many people that are willing to accept or be spoon-fed
the
garbage on NBC, ABC, and CBS and their little cable satellites. Trump has condemned violence at Capitol more than Biden condemned violence during last summer's. Oh, it was unrest. It wasn't riots. It was unrest.
You have to understand.
But it's violence at the Capitol. The summer was unrest.
That's right. That's right. It's a difference, yeah. You have to understand they speak it backwards. One of the top three tenets of Satanism is reverse. Everything backwards from convention. That's why everything they say, if you turn it around 180 degrees, you'll get what the truth is.
Yeah, they project.
They do.
That's their
what they do.
Thing.
Everything they say, turn it backwards, you'll get what they really mean.
It is 10 minutes after 4. Did you hear Jim Jordan's speech on the floor yesterday?
No, I heard Getz's. I didn't hear Jordan's.
Oh, you got to hear it.
It's good.
Would you find the link for that and
yes.
Email it to me and we'll play it coming up.
Cool.
after this next break.
Because that's brave of these guys after what they're seeing going on. Yeah, very brave.
Jordan did a brilliant job, and it wasn't just, you know, pointing out the hypocrisy of what's going on, but he also talked about America and using an historical, I don't want to get in, because people haven't heard it, I want them to. In fact, there it is on Fox, on Lou Dobbs right now. Don't go to Fox. We're going to have the whole thing. You don't want to miss it.
There you go.
It's not going to be a truncated version. And Eric sent me the woman berating Chuck Schumer, and it's the Newsmax version, so it's clean.
Good.
I wonder if I could pull that up real fast.
Yeah, it was hard to hear at Baumhauer's. There's so many people there.
Yeah, we did have a good turnout last night.
Yeah, it was great. Enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it last night.
Let's see if we can get this.
Condition out, but you can't take it. And remember this, Adolf Hitler was a socialist.
Yep.
And that's exactly who you follow. You're nothing but a coward.
Wow. I mean, just starting out here, and look at Schumer. He's just looking down at his wiener. I don't know what he's looking at.
You hide underneath your desk. I actually got sexually excited over it. That's how much I loathe you. That's how much I'm glad what they did. And like Nancy Pelosi said, she doesn't care about monuments, and neither do I. And where in the First Amendment does it say that you have to protest peacefully and politely? As long as there's outrage and unrest in our hearts, there's going to be unrest in these streets. I don't give a shit. You're nothing but a cracker. That's all you are.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
She got to say it all. And he just sat there and took it.
I got news for old Chucky Poo there. If you think that she's one loose nut in the toolbox.
Nope, she speaks for many of us.
Millions.
You know, Chucky, that's where Wiener interned, was under Schumer.
Oh, really? He was under Chucky? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, really.
If you set goals for this year, losing weight, trying to get more accomplished, being more energetic, and you want to accomplish it by fending off the virus and everything else that's floating around, especially at this time of the year, because it's not just coronavirus. There's flu and colds and all kinds of stuff.
Seasonal colds.
Infusion can help you achieve your goals, your intentions in 2021. Weight loss. How about an assist from an IV vitamin therapy that builds your metabolism?
Yeah.
It's an amino acid-based IV. Ryan Turner can explain how it works, but you sit down. Goes straight into your system. None of it goes to waste because it goes right into your bloodstream. And give yourself a little assistance burning calories. Cryotherapy is a great way to not only burn calories, get rid of pain, but to come out feeling energized and refreshed from head to toe. Laser therapy for muscle pain. I was ordered to undergo laser therapy by my doctor because they found a partially torn meniscus. And I'm just fine. I'm riding my bike every day, 20 to 25 minutes, pushing the burn, feeling the burn is what I'm doing. So let Infusion help you achieve those goals, lead a better life, more energy. There's so many different options on the table with Infusion, including CryoSkin 3.0. This technology gets that hard-to-lose fat off of your body. You can lose an inch around the waist or target cellulite or upper arm fat, whatever you want. Call 296-1662, 296-1662, or learn more at infusioncryoandlaser.com. And you can reach Ryan at that number. 414.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, very busy this afternoon on the Eastern Boulevard from I-85 all the way over to Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway, busy outbound, especially between East Boulevard and Taylor Road. Still got a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge, Fairview Avenue, and of course the East South Boulevard from Baptist and Alpha to Troy Highway. Really busy there as well. One lane traffic across the Alabama River Bridge again today. You know the drill. Backed up on I-65 almost to Fairview Avenue. And a lot of problems merging on 65 northbound if you're coming in on I-85 southbound. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at the AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Close to 3,000 Alabamians are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials tell us confirmed cases now top 327,000. More than 56,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Alexander City School System will go virtual beginning Tuesday, January 19th, because of a recent increase in COVID-19 cases. 21 students and 3 teachers tested positive, while 255 students and 24 teachers are now in quarantine. Students are expected to return to in-person learning next month. The Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Rides. This weekend, it's offering a special virtual event to learn more about the movement. There is a link to the virtual event, which happens on Saturday, on the Freedom Rides Museum's Facebook page. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late-night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyalty. Support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Anticipating his next foul, one more bump on the campaign trail, another gaffe, another laugh, oh no, you had your fun, a real good run, I know, oh Joe.
He ran a bunch of bad boys. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs, and I love kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are as bright as white kids, but they can't take the same buses. Why can't unwanted massages ever be a debate topic? You'd win them all just like the brawl with Corn Pop. You're no outsider, just a liar, please. And drop. Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're so status quo. Both friend and phone know you're a no-go.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on. Make sure the kids hear words.
Words.
He'll double NASA funding just to cross personal space.
What you say? Gosh, shut up. I love that. We mentioned earlier that there's still so much we don't know about the coronavirus. But the San Francisco Teachers Union has demanded that all toilets have lids. Because, the writer on this story, to prevent transmission of the coronavirus through droplets. Aerosol. That's an aerosol, isn't it?
Yeah, usually.
Hopefully. Can you catch? Is there such a thing as a coronavirus-riddled fart?
I don't know. They don't know nothing about it.
Check Snopes. They're so reliable.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, this is what's on their mind in San Francisco. Let's put lids, make sure the lids run.
But what about all the fecal matter all over the streets? I guess that's no big deal.
Well, that's probably why it's on their minds, because they're having to step in it continually.
And not to mention the needles and every other form of human debris that's just hanging around.
It's sinful what they have done to that city and Los Angeles.
Yep. I'll say it again. I said it this morning. I'll say it again. Sure. Would I love to be 20 years younger? Who wouldn't? Except if you're 19. But but I'm so glad I got to work in the era of radio, an era I'm celebrating today, where you didn't have the internet. You had to literally pull it out of your butt day after day after day. What's the newest idea? Because you're only as good as yesterday's show.
That's right.
You had to actually have ideas.
Or be clever, be funny with a song title, whatever, you know. Mention the weather, anything big in sports, whatever. But I'm so glad that I got to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish I had been a little bit more like Rich Thomas and saved some of those.
That's what made you who you are.
Because we did amazing stuff.
I know.
So, that you could never do today.
Yep.
And I'm afraid that the younger end of our demographic that listens to radio is never going to hear. Because it's become so controlled and so scientific. And this is a problem that also infects sports. In order to save money, because these big companies that are so over-leveraged, they don't want to pay anybody who might accidentally attract an audience. Sirius knows better because they just gave Howard Stern another $1 billion. And he'll bring that revenue in and he'll be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to worry about the FCC because it's satellite radio.
That's right. Say what you want to say.
But what's happening across the country in regular radio is so sad. And should have never, ever been allowed to happen.
But we're seeing some crazy stuff. You know, I get God knows how many car magazines, motorcycle magazines every month. A couple of them use the same writers. Both the motorcycle magazine and the car. It's they're done out of the same place. They just I'm like, what's going on here?
That's going on in the news business. We made mention of that yesterday. We have this clip here of all these different news anchors saying the same thing.
Yep. It's following the narrative.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
More alarming than some media outlets.
We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
There's more.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Yeah. Nothing says we value independent media like dozens of reporters forced to repeat the same message over and over again.
And you notice that it took somebody with a foreign accent to point that out to Americans. Imagine. That's what's really sad.
It's a shame when you have to go to another country to get the real news, but just pretty much to that point.
Terry Adams with us on this Thursday. You know him better as the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime.
Yes.
I promised I would play you the Jim Jordan clip.
Yes, you did. You did promise me that.
And I'm going to do it now at 4:28. If you missed this yesterday, this will be 4 minutes. Not even that. 2.5.
Cool.
This must be a somewhat edited clip. But this is Jim Jordan on the floor of the House.
Gentlemen, time has expired. Gentleman from Massachusetts is reserves. Gentleman from Oklahoma is recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I yield 2 minutes to distinguished Republican leader of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Jordan of Ohio.
Gentleman from Ohio is recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank the gentleman for yielding, Mr. Speaker. In his opening remarks, the Democrat chair of the Rules Committee said that Republicans last week voted to overturn the results of an election. Guess who the first objector was on January 6, 2017? First objector, the Democrat chair of the Rules Committee. And guess which state he objected to? Alabama. The very first state called, Alabama. President Trump, I think, won Alabama by like 80 points. Actually, he won it by 30 points. They can object to Alabama in 2017, but tell us we can't object to Pennsylvania in 2021? Pennsylvania, where the state Supreme Court just unilaterally extended the election to Friday? Pennsylvania, where the Secretary of State unilaterally changed the rules, went around the legislature in unconstitutional fashion? Pennsylvania, where county clerks in some counties, and you can imagine which counties they were, let people fix their ballots against the law, cure their ballots, their mail-in ballots, direct violation of the law. And they tell us we tried to overturn the election. Guess who the second objector was in 2017? The individual managing the impeachment for the Democrats. Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Mm-hmm. Democrats object to more states in 2017 than Republicans did last week, but somehow we're wrong. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence this summer, the violence last week, somehow we're wrong. And Democrats can investigate the President of the United States, as Mr. Hoyer went through, try to impeach him, investigate him for 4 years, but will not look at an election that 80 million Americans, half the electorate, 80 million Republicans and Democrats have their doubts about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I said this last night. I do not know where all this goes. And this is frightening for the country. We should defeat this rule, and we should defeat the impeachment resolution when it comes up.
Gentlemen's time's expired. Gentleman from Oklahoma Reserve, gentleman from Massachusetts.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow.
That was good.
Yeah, you wonder who's going to be the next leadership.
I
honestly, if I had to make a guess, if I were to make a small wager today, I don't think Donald Trump is going to run again. I think Donald Trump will find a way to make their lives miserable.
Legally, can't run again.
He hasn't been convicted.
True.
And they're not going to convict him.
Hopefully not.
No. I have a feeling that even though we know there's traitors in the Republican Party in the Senate,
big time,
still got to do 2/3. That's going to be very, very hard to get.
True.
And unless they really don't care if they get reelected or not, I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, me too.
But now they want peace. Now they want...
yeah, just accept the results. Let's get along. Everybody go along, get along.
Yeah, they want to invoke the Rodney King standard here.
Can we all get along?
No, sure. We can't.
Can we get along?
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
Not anymore.
No. Those days are over.
Yep, look where that got us.
Yeah. It's just...
It's unreal, man.
It's just crazy. Unreal. And what needs to be taken care of... Has anybody heard anything specific from Mitch McConnell on this impeachment? Has he blown it off? Has he just said we're not going to vote? What's he done?
He's not calling them into a special session. They're not due to come together again until January 19th, which is the day before the inauguration.
Hey, it looks like we came across an interesting clip from Tucker. Tucker, by the way, Tucker Carlson seems very determined to regain his street cred with conservatives.
I hope so.
Did you hear that we've been talking about it all week? The highest rated show on Fox News. Now, this is a network mm-hmm. that used to have the top 10 shows.
Mm-hmm.
1 through 10, all Fox. Their highest rated show now comes in number
17.
17. And that's the five. With Tucker.
At 18.
18.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else in the 20s.
What happened?
Well, Arizona kind of started it.
Mm-hmm.
People were having doubts anyway. And any network that would give Ron Williams a paycheck for showing up and...
Good point.
...being a blathering idiot.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Acorn himself.
Yeah. But, and then hiring Donna Brazile. What the hell was that about? The lady that fed questions to fat-ass Hillary in the debate. Mm-hmm. In 2016.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is really all about. They underestimated Donald Trump. They had all these plans for the Clinton presidency to mm-hmm. enrich themselves and their relatives. And Donald Trump comes along and blows all of that up. No wonder they're pissed.
I heard he set them back about 30 years. The New World Order is what I've been reading. About 30 years.
Too bad it's not even longer than
I
that.
I know. And that's why they hate him.
434. Today was nice, but we have another blast of cool air, I believe, coming through this evening. We've got Rich's forecast coming up in a minute. Make sure that you have the protection of a company that's there when you need them and can help you save money on your energy costs. And that company is Clark's, with the most talented HVAC technicians and the bestest plumbers you will ever see work a wrench. And I mean that. I'm not being flip. They're great. They can save you money on costs. Clark's Club members enjoy that benefit because twice a year they come out and tune you up, make sure your system is running efficiently. If something does go wrong or awry or however you want to describe it, you pick up the phone, call 277-2125, and they're on the way. That's 24/7 protection for the comfort and infrastructure of your home. provided by the very best. Call Clark's, get that membership. It's only $159, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 435.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got one lane traffic across the Alabama River Bridge. Traffic's backed up on 65 northbound to Fairview Avenue. And we've got an accident now on I-85 southbound right at the merge to 65 northbound. Might want to avoid the interchange at all costs for a little bit. Hopefully that's all going to break up here in just a bit and everything's going to get moving. We've got another accident now on Highway 31 just past Highway 80 in front of the CVS across from New Life Church. Use caution, that's a minor accident. Hopefully they'll get that one in a parking lot pretty quickly. Elsewhere around the city, we've got a very busy boulevard right now with congestion at all the major intersections. A lot of outbound traffic on the 31s. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you've been looking for RAV4s in Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alexander City School System will go virtual beginning Tuesday, January 19th, because of a recent increase in COVID-19 cases. 21 students and 3 teachers tested positive, while 255 students and 24 teachers are now in quarantine. Students are expected to return to in-person learning next month. Close to 3,000 Alabamians are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials tell us confirmed cases now top 327,000. More than 56,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Rides. This weekend, it's offering a special virtual event to learn more about the movement. There is a link to the virtual event, which happens on Saturday, on the Freedom Rides Museum's Facebook page. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shopping for groceries, but when I get to the store,
turn around.
Every now and then I just forget that I need a mask if they're gonna let me in the door.
Turn around.
Every now and then I gotta go back and get thought that I could run errands fast. But now I'm kind of screwed. I totally forgot my mask.
I respect the mask rule. I may not like it, but I if that's how businesses stay open, then I'm absolutely going to play
that's
the
right.
rules.
I get that.
But I can't tell you, I love that. First of all, every time I hear that, such a well-done parody, yeah. I actually want to play the whole song.
Yeah.
The whole 5 minute and 15 second Bonnie Tyler classic, Total Eclipse of the Heart, even though when it was out as a hit and I had to play it in morning radio, I hated it because it took 5 minutes out of the hour. And until you get to the end where the passion level builds up, it's kind of slow. It's a great song. I have to admit that.
And it's so true.
Yes.
About the mask.
Yes. So I can't tell you how many times. It happens to be once in a while on Food Outlet on Sunday. I'm at the door and then I read, I'm missing something here. But now Fauci, that little turd, is already talking about a strain that's unique to America. They want us in these masks for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. Ain't happening. It ain't happening. Traffic backed up on I-65 North at I-85. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff yes. P. for that.
What's going on there?
Trying to keep up with the social media traffic. And for whatever reason, folks, please make sure of your sources.
Yes.
On some of this stuff. There's people that we have a phenomenon in America, people who have anointed themselves with some level of expertise and produced a video on a car cam while they're driving. And the stuff gets viral real quick because it's hope porn. And we got to learn the difference. We don't want to waste our time. Randall!
Yes, sir. And that's, you know, man, that's what I hope we ain't doing. I mean, y'all doing a hell of a job. You got me on, but I just, going back to the media and how they do, and Terry, you probably read some books, and Greg, I don't want y'all, I send them to y'all in messages. Terry, I send them to you in clear and air messages. But the media monopoly and the endless chain, you read them and then read the culture war, the cultural cold war, mm-hmm. It puts in your mind, I mean, you know what I mean, you can see it from the backside, Greg, and I think, you know what I mean, you'll see that maybe you did underestimate them because it goes back way, you know, in the early 1900s, how they took over and how they make us, they think they make us move in the direction we want. It's like this internet stuff. You're going to have, Elon Musk is lining the sky with satellites. Well, they letting him do that, and his payment's going to be, they pushing everybody else to go buy. He's already selling bandwidth to big cities like New York City that's out of bandwidth. He's already selling it to them, and he's going to sell hosting networks that he's going to guarantee you can speak your mind. So they're pushing, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to run here, we're going to Elon Musk. And then people think they're doing it on their own, but now it's the culture cold war. And they make us do, just like you say, back in the day, Terry, you know what I mean? They knock us in what hole they want to, and they make us move the direction they want us to move. And we think we're doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do look at you and how you did that movement. You know, back in the day, I love hearing y'all talk about how y'all showed up at the White House. And really didn't get talked about because y'all done it the right way, I guess. It's just amazing how they skipped over y'all, and only y'all know how much trouble y'all went through selling cake slices to make it up there, to make a difference. You know what I mean? It makes me look up to you. It makes me keep digging harder. And I don't want to be wasting my time, man. And thank you for more than a minute, sir.
Sure.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Sir,
thank y'all, Mr. Rose.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
We do.
Bye.
We do. Did you hear we lost our friend Mum that passed away?
No. What happened?
Honestly, I've checked his page. I've received no information on services or arrangements.
Yeah.
I remember he called us. I think it was on the morning show. He had been calling very infrequently. He said he went to the doctor and he referenced some kind of unpleasant news, but he didn't want to go into it on the air. That was the last we heard from him. I got a call, or it might have been a text from somebody last week, said, just want to let you know that Mumnut is in hospice care. So we were very saddened to hear that, because while he was a character, you know, who isn't on this show?
Exactly. Everybody has a story.
As long as they're passing along sad news, Joanne Rogers, widow of Mr. Rogers, has passed away at the age of 92.
You know, she had a fun life.
Yes. That's why it's important to not waste days, as it says in Gone with the Wind.
Amen.
Do not waste time. It is the stuff that life is made of. Here with more on that very topic is Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad.
Man, I'm sorry to hear about Mumnuts. That's too bad.
I know. He was not very, he was not, I don't know his age specifically.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
I don't know
in the
40s anything about him.
Somewhere.
Right, right. Well, everybody's looking younger to me.
Comes with the territory,
speak
buddy.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I hear you. So it looks like that the promise of unity didn't last very long, did it?
Right. No, but we're not the ones that have the unity, you know, that don't want to get along.
Yeah, you know, and I will say this to the 10 Republicans that voted for impeachment. I'm like, all you did was make it worse. You know, I mean, the guy's going to be gone in 10 days, less than 10 days. Seriously, you couldn't just let him go.
No, they had to do. They had to show
virtue signal.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, virtue signal. And Liz Cheney is a big disappointment to me. I don't.
She's no Republican.
What about Crenshaw? Crenshaw.
Dan Crenshaw voted for impeachment?
No, he
complimented Cheney.
He said,
Dan, what the hell are you doing? You were one of the hopefuls for 24.
Not anymore.
For God's sake.
Not anymore.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, when you hear somebody saying, oh, I think she's a woman of principle and everything else, I'm like, you know, seriously, I mean, I think you can be a principled person and say that even if you thought this was an impeachable offense, which I don't, that it's not going to be very healing for the country to impeach somebody literally days before they're going to, just to get a pound of flesh. And that's what this was about, getting a pound of flesh. And so, I mean, to those Republicans that chose to do that, if you want to know why you lost this election, that's why. Because you undermined the president, the same person you tried, you undermined him for 4 years. You know, you never were really on board with him. And that's why you'll always be a minority party if you continue to do crap like that. You'll just be satisfied with being, you know, second in charge, getting to go to the cocktail parties and telling everybody how you're not one of those conservatives like Donald Trump, that you're actually a really great person to get along with.
What is this headline I'm looking at? Rhinos punish Trump supporters in Georgia? We're going to get punished now? I would not recommend that path.
You know what? That's exactly right.
What are they doing? How are they punishing?
Hey, the pendulum will swing. What comes around and goes around. So if you start purging people for their positions, political positions, you know, get ready because that fire will be turned back on you, you know, eventually. It may not be this election. It may not be in the midterm election. But I got to tell you right now, if they decide they want to go after Trump supporters,
they
who are 75 million people, then they can forget getting the House back in 2 years. Because, you know, people like me, I may vote for my person locally, but I'm not giving money to the RNC and the RNC and any other Republican organization jumps on board of this kind of purging the party from Trump people. It ain't going to happen.
Pollster admits 91% of people who voted for Trump would vote for him again.
Absolutely. I mean, they don't understand that. That's why
when they
rejected the Tea Party people, that was, you know, they're like idiots.
And let's hear it for Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, who's already filing articles of impeachment against Joe on January 21st.
I love it. Yeah. She's gonna be a good one to look at, right? And that's we need some people like that who are just going to be a constant pain in the ass of Democrats for the next 4 years. I mean, you know, it's about time that we have, you know, a little quid pro quo. So
amen.
That's my lawyer Latin there. We need a little quid pro quo.
Bail right? fund promoted by Kamala Amen. Harris refuses to share records of criminals it set free.
Right. Oh, yeah. Of course not. You know, that's the thing that really gets me. You know, they talk about Republicans supporting all these terrorists and everything. I don't see them talking about any of the criminal rioters that the Democrats contributed money to for their bail money to let them out.
No,
including
they're not going
murderers
to.
Including murderers and rapists.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People with criminal records.
I wonder what Ted Cruz will have to say to AOC, who said today, you do not belong in the U.S. Senate.
Well, hell, what did she say about Southerners yesterday? That they need to, you know, we all need to get our minds set right? Something to that effect?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, come on down here, AOC.
Come on, baby.
We'll have a parade for you.
Come down here and show us how to set our minds right, right? Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks. Jeff.
God, I can't stand that woman. And I agree with David Blackman. She is the most dangerous woman in America.
Yes, she is.
Without question. 450. Every day when we look at the numbers on the market, and it, you know, the market seems to be ignoring all of this impeachment and everything else that's going on. Because, and okay, I don't want people's 401ks to go bad, but one number that has been unbelievably low, lower than I thought we would ever see again in our lifetimes, are mortgage interest rates. So if you have started 2021 as a renter, ended as a homeowner, and reach out to Morris Capuano, he is the guy that can get you done on a mortgage, as he has for thousands of people over the years, over his great career. With rates are where they at now, you can own more, pay less per month, and have the tax benefit that goes with home ownership. Plus, be your own landlord. 409-9300 to get the ball rolling. Get pre-approved so when you shop for a place, you have all that leverage in your pocket. 409-9300. He is the perfectly temperamental, tempered person to lead, especially a first-timer. So if you've never owned a home, but you're ready, call him. Because he knows all the little, you know, bumps in the road and stuff that come along. He'll navigate that for you seamlessly. He's great. He works with Renaissance Bank. There's a lot of programs with that relationship that might help you. You should find out about those, too. They're an equal housing lender. Morris Capuano, 409-9300. The NMLS number is 88697.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we know there's some traffic crap going on, so let's get the latest from Skipper.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, this is what we have for you. I-85 north and southbound at Chantilly Parkway. We have a major crash there. It is affecting both lanes of traffic on 65. Traffic's backing up towards Mount Meigs and all the way back to Taylor Road now on 85 northbound. Expect major delays on 85 at Chantilly. I-65, 85, one lane traffic across the Alabama River Bridge. 65 north backed up past Fairview Avenue. 85 south backed up to Alabama State, and we have an accident for folks merging from 85 south to 65 north. You might want to avoid both of these intersections if possible. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
In these trying times, much debate has risen over whether or not to wear a mask. The people who engage in these arguments are known as mask debaters. We urge you, please do not mask debate in public. Do it in the privacy of your own home with the door closed.
Like Hunter Biden.
Don't mask debate while visiting your parents. Especially don't mask debate on a work conference call or, God forbid, a Zoom session. This has been a public service announcement about the dangers of mask debating. And we remind you, if you can't find a mask, use a gray gym sock.
You know about the Buffalo Head guy, right, from the riot?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him.
QAnon Shaman. His real name is Jacob Chansley.
Okay.
Yeah, these political forces, they always pick these glamorous names, but his real name is Jacob Chansley. Is still in jail and is refusing to eat because prison food is not organic.
Well,
since being taken into custody, he now faces several charges, including disorderly conduct, violent entry, has refused to eat anything at the Arizona Detention Center where he's being held, according to his mother and a potential roommate. He's lost so much weight, his buffalo horns are falling off.
Well, he could afford to lose some weight if I remember right.
We have Bob on the line here. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
What's up? I have an amazing observation, Greg. Maybe ahead of really what's going on out here, but I shop a lot at grocery stores because I kind of worked in college and high school, and I'm not paying attention to them. Now, since this pandemic, like, Publix is out of many grocery items and has been out of.
I have to go in there once in a while. I noticed that, the toilet paper, the paper products and stuff.
Aisle's empty.
Yeah, but they're out of a lot of food items, so I decided I would drop by a Dollar General store who's usually well stocked with common items. Greg, they don't even have a box of crackers, and they're out of a lot of things too.
Supply chain interruption. I'm thinking.
Look, you know, this may be a part of the master plan to let us run out of groceries.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, I know you're not, but it, you know, hey, we just don't know what's coming, buddy. Well, take care. Keep doing good work. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. I know that supply chain issues have affected every business.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that. Kaiser, furniture stores. Kaiser, their trucks have come in, and they're chock full of inventory. I have never seen a problem in Food Outlet. Even during the height of the panic buying, talking back in March and April last year, they still had toilet paper.
Wow.
But if everybody's going to go to Costco and Publix, well, you're going to run out of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, everybody's buying from the same place.
I heard Lynn say last night about parts. So hard, difficult to get parts.
Yes, it is.
Because of the supply chain.
Yep. It's messed with us big time. We have a problem getting units.
Who's interrupting it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Speaking of units. Let's talk about 2021 and Adams Motorsports.
Oh, man, we got so much going. You know, Polaris, we sell everyone we can get our hands on. It's getting harder and harder to get them. They're throwing $1,000 at the new 1,000 side-by-side, $500 at the what's called the crew, which has the back seats, holds six full-size adults, $500 rebates on those. I mean, the little one, they got a $700 rebate on the Ranger 500, which is their entry level. So they got throwing a lot of money at this stuff. And, of course, Suzuki right now is doing as low as 1.99% interest rate and up to $1,750 rebates. You know, this is obviously on select models, but they've really stepped up to the plate. And really the only thing holding us back is the supply chain stuff. We actually have people who come in and find out when we're getting our stuff in. They'll sit in the parking lot and wait on it to get there. We'll go ahead and sign the paperwork and get it ready for them. And that's the way to do. That's the way to do it if you got your mindset on a Razor or a Ranger or whatever it may be. The thing is, you know, we Americans, we love our freedom. We don't like being told we have to do this, we have to told, because that's the whole point of America, is getting away from the tyranny of Britain. Only 3% of Americans at that time thought we should do that. Well, as it turns out, 100% are glad that we did. We just love our freedom. And the cool thing about a side-by-side or a motorcycle or an ATV is it lets you get out, even a watercraft, lets you get out on your own and just enjoy this beautiful world that God has put us in. So we got, Greg, when we can get it, we got some really good stuff. It's just getting harder and harder to get it.
You know, it's cool, though. They could take advantage of that situation,
yes,
not offer those low interest rates or incentives.
Exactly. They don't have to. But
yeah,
they're doing it.
They're doing it, and I think that's great.
I do, too. I appreciate it.
Won't be long before you'll be thinking about the lake and the warm weather, so think ahead starting today so that when that time rolls around, you'll be ready to go.
There you go.
Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at
Hackle. That's it.
And you can start a credit app and browse pre-owned inventory and so forth at adamsmotorsports.com.
Thank you.
As we close